It's Monday, August 20th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And I get to talk about a topic that fascinates me.
Shopping.
No, different topic. The Civil War.
There we go.
I became Southern when I moved to Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
My name is on the wall at the Confederate Cemetery in Fayetteville.
Is it really?
I am truly, because they were very nice and I helped them with some things and they put my name on the wall.
Very cool.
So I'm Southern, born and not born, but bred. And I got to go to the Civil War Symposium that happened a week or so ago in Fayetteville.
Oh.
National Park Service, mm-hmm. Major speakers talking about the war in the Trans-Mississippi, which gets no glamour because Scarlett O'Hara had nothing to do with it, apparently. But, you know, major battles happened here, and it's a very interesting topic. They talked about African Americans. They talked about Hispanic Americans and uh-huh. the war in New Mexico. I sound like Kyle talking about Louise Thaden, don't I?
No, you're good.
Okay. Anyway, if you missed the symposium, there is an exhibit up at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale that is stories of life on the home front
mm-hmm.
during the Civil War. Of course, the home front and the battlefield were never separated
mm-hmm.
since battles took place in your backyard and people came and took your cows and it burned your houses and it was brutal. And the name of the exhibit is nothing but Sorrow, Trouble, and Worry.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. It'll be up until the first of next year. Susan Young, who's the curator of the exhibit and outreach coordinator for the Shiloh Museum, says most Ozark women lived a life that was a far cry from Scarlett O'Hara's. Their Civil War was a miserable day-to-day fight against starvation, disease, and lawlessness. Fascinating exhibit, open today from 10 to 5, Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale, and it's free.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.